I intend to go in love's way. I intend to go in love's way. All of my life I have intended to go in love's way in everything I did and everything I do. And I say to myself, I like me. I say to myself, all is in divine order. I say to myself, I love you. I love you. I love you to all of my beloved. And I unconditionally love all of my beloved. No matter what happens in the world, no matter what happens in life, there are always little things that shake us up. There are always little things that make us feel sort of unhappy or incomplete. And when we allow these little things that come along to make us unhappy or incomplete, we're not being unconditionally loving. We're judging. We're judging, and we're making decisions about what is right and what is wrong. And we can never do that. You say, we cannot make judgments as what is right and wrong. If we don't make judgments, we'll go in harm's way. We'll go in the way of all sorts of problems and all sorts of difficulties in life. And we don't want to do that. I want to go in love's way all the time. When circumstances come up in our life and they say to us, whoops, that's not what I want, that is harm's way. When circumstances come up in our life and say, whoops, think about that carefully, that's not really what you want, and then carefully go in a different direction. We can always choose a different direction. We can always choose a different goal for ourselves in life. We can always make decisions as we go along about what is most important for us, what is most desirable for us, what is the most fun for us, and then go that way. And you say, well, you can't always have everything be fun and go the right direction every all the time. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. When someone says to you, let's do something, and it's not harmonious, you can always say, let's do this, and give another proposal. Not telling them their proposal is wrong, because that's making a judgment. Not telling them that you would never go in their direction. That, too, is judging. You just say, let's go in this direction. Let's look in this way. Let's check out these ideas. These are the fun things that I want to do. These are the joyous things, the loving things that I want to do. We can always make that decision. We can always make that direction in our life. And as we make that direction in our life, we have more fun than a barrel of monkeys. We have more fun because we're not going contrary to our highest and best. We're not going contrary to what we believe is the thing that we'd like to do. We're not going contrary, and we're not going in harm's way of anything at all in life. Now, that doesn't mean that circumstances will not happen in our life that shake us up. That doesn't mean that circumstances will not come along in our life which will cause us great and profound thinking. But it does mean that we will be the proper thinkers. We will be the person who thinks beautiful thoughts. We'll be the person who makes decisions for ourselves to say, this I will do. This is my choice. This is my decision for myself. This is what makes me happy. This is what turns me on. This is what gives me joy. This is what expresses my unconditional love for myself and for all in my world. For when we have unconditional love for ourselves, then we do have unconditional love for everyone in the world. We cannot love ourselves without loving all of our creation, all of the world about us, all the people in the world about us. And when we love the people in the world about us, we have a happiness in our heart that is just almost unbelievable. And everyone can have that happiness in their heart that is almost unbelievable if they will just let go and let the joy that sparkles in them all the time shine forth. You can have a smile on your face. You can have peace in your heart. You can say all is in divine order, all is joy, all is wonder, all is magic, even when to some appearances it might not be that way. But you can say that it is. You can say all is in divine order right now. You can say that even when to the appearances this might seem that it's not true. Because you and I, we look beyond appearances. We look beyond the dirty little boy and we see a washcloth and we see how happy he comes out of that, how beautiful he is underneath there. Underneath all that grime of play is a wonderful boy. Underneath all that cosmetics that we tend to wear for one reason or another is the ideal person that we are. And if rather than covering up the ideal person that we are, we radiate the ideal person we are, rather than putting cosmetics on ourselves and trying to, so to speak, hide or cover or heal, we let nature do its wonderful thing in us. We let nature be its radiant joy in us. And a person who has a smile on their face has the most healing balms that they could ever desire in the world. A smile will heal a hurt faster than anything else in the world. A smile will help a tortured heart that is not accomplishing what it thinks it would like to accomplish faster than anything in the world. When you have a smile on your face, the doors of life open wide for you, open wide for me, and allow me to experience every good and beautiful thing because I am putting the right causes in motion for those things to feel good about. I have the greatest healing balm that the world could ever know, and that healing balm is the love in my heart for myself and my world. My unconditional love. If I were to take my unconditional love and pour it over all circumstances would be glorious. I do pour my unconditional love over most circumstances, but I want to make it 100%er. I want to pour it over all circumstances. No matter how confused I may be about a circumstance, I pour unconditional love over it, and it becomes clear, it becomes focused, it becomes in order, it becomes harmonious, it becomes glorious and good. Unconditional love is such a beautiful thing. It's such a wonderful thing. And when we choose to go in love's way, we'll find that unconditional love is the wonderful technique of flowing in love's way every moment of our life. Unconditional love is the wonderful way of staying in the perfect place, doing the right thing, living in a happy, joyful life. It's up to you and it's up to me to make that choice, to make that decision whether that's where I want to go or not. I can do that. I can do that. I can go in love's way every moment of my life if I choose. And as I do this, I am unaware that there's anything other than love in my life and in my world. And what a happy situation that is. What a joyous situation that is. What a super fantastic, marvelous situation that is. And it's all for me. It's all for me because I have made the decision to go in love's way every moment of every day. Join me on this walk in paradise, this walk in harmony, this walk in unconditional love, and watch how it affects your life as it affects mine with every good and beautiful thing. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.